Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the country. If it's Monday, it's that time again. It's Brock Buxtonberg podcast, live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, hosted by my good friend, a brother, a mentor, Tarek Brock. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing this in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. You can catch the archive version because it goes by quick on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the red carpet, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Tarek, how are you on this 4th of July, America's birthday? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, we got those Yankees coming to town, center stage in Pittsburgh tomorrow.
Man, good morning to you. Happy 4th of July, everyone, man. Hopefully everyone has a great day, spending time with family, enjoy some fireworks and fun. Man, you could find me online on Facebook, first and last name, TarikBrock, and on Instagram and Twitter, TarikSR, man. So, I mean, a good day, fun day. You know, a weird day for us. First time I've been in, you know, pro ball in 31 years and have not, you know, had a day off on the 4th of July. So I'm just going to enjoy it with my wife. She popped in to surprise me. And so we're going to, you know, get something to eat this afternoon and, you know, head down and go watch some fireworks on the Ohio River.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting because, you know, baseball, you always think of the 4th of July, everybody's playing, but man, oh man, I can't think the last time you guys had a off day on this day. I mean, you'd have to go back quite a while to recollect that, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, even in coming up throughout the minor leagues, and that was something that you always look forward to. It was the 4th of July, and you know, you hope you had it in the big city, you know, the fireworks show and everything like that, and just the, you know, the barbecue and everything else that you would have, you know, to not have it just seems, a game on 4th of July just seems, you know, weird. But at the same time, you know, we always say, man, we wish, you know, we had a day off, we could do whatever we wanted to do. And now that you have it, it's like you're doing little to nothing, but looking forward to, you know, seeing fireworks. So, you know, that'll be my day.
Yeah. Now, when you look at this whole scenario, you just finished the 4-game series, split with the Brewers. Man, oh man, I thought to myself, you could take 3 out of 4 on that game yesterday. But it is what it is. The one thing about this team that I saw this weekend from afar is you got that off the bucket list. You finally found a way to beat this team in Milwaukee, and they threw some horses at you in Woodruff and Burns.
Yeah, you know, it was good for us. You know, we weren't the same team that they saw earlier in the year, and so that was a really good thing. And probably when we see them in a couple more days, we'll be a different team, having, you know, faced the Yankees and gained more experience for our young guys, and then, you know, having some guys coming off the, you know, the IL will help as well. So it was good for us. It was good for us to battle. You know, definitely wanted that game yesterday to win the series against them. But, you know, however, one swing of the bat pretty much, you know, sealed the deal for them. And we just, you know, just didn't get in rally hits and score, you know, runners when we had them. And that's, you know, a huge lesson learned. And it came down to the end where we pushed the closer, Hader. You know, we've seen them just like this in Milwaukee and was able to pull out the victory, but not being able to do it yesterday, you know, was just really tough. But knowing our guys, you know, they'll bounce back, and we'll have a good, you know, short 2-game stint series against the Yankees.
Yeah, before we get into the Yankees, that bullpen yesterday was spotless. Dwayne Underwood Jr. came back, rejoined the team, just allowed a hit and walk. With a strikeout, Tyler Beede, Chris Stratton. I mean, 3 perfect innings there at the end of the game. That had to be something to be excited about.
Yeah, I mean, and it's good, and that's what you need, honestly. You need guys to come out the bullpen to stop bleeding or to continue to build up the wall and be able to pass it along to your closer. And like you said, you know, Beedy, Underwood, and Stratton did a good job yesterday, you know, against a team that, you know, has had our number this entire year. So, you know, it was good to be in a position to be able to potentially win a game and have our bullpen do a really good job. And we're just looking forward to, you know, carrying that over into the next series.
Yeah, and then Vogelbach, 3-for-4. I mean, Sawinski tallied a pair of doubles. I mean, the offense is really starting to come together now as the summer months start to heat up.
Yeah, you know, and that's the biggest thing. And, you know, guys, just, you know, understanding how teams are pitching them, you know, being patient. We had some guys take some walks yesterday. You know, Anil Cruz, you know, swung the bat, you know, in the series. You know, Reynolds, Key Bryant. You know, we had some guys get on the base and run a little bit. You know, it was a really good, you know, series for us, something that we can, you know, build on. You know, we have some film to show our young guys. We have our meetings on things that we can get better at. And that's what the season is about, is just progressively getting better after each series and looking for areas that you can push and understanding that some things that you're doing well right now that you just want to continue, you know, on that path to do those things excellently, you know, day in and day out. So it's good. And we just want to continue to play hard going into the All-Star break, you know, after the two games against the Yankees. You know, we go on this long road trip, which is going to take a lot of creativity on the coaching staff to be able to get our guys through it.
Now, you got the Yankees coming to town, center stage. This is a team that's pretty much 7 games better in the American League than the Houston Astros. Nobody in the National League has got that far with what these guys have done yet. But this team is coming in, and boy, the hoopla. You talk about a 4th of July celebration that can extend all the way to Wednesday late evening. This is going to be something to see a nice interleague series.
Yeah, it's going to be good for us, good for our fans to, you know, have, you know, the Yankees come into town and be able to play them, be able to see where we measure up. We got two good opponents, starting pitchers, and, you know, a friendly foe, a familiar face in Jameson Taillon, and then we got Luis Severino coming in as well to pitch. So it'll be really good for, you know, our guys. It'd be good for the city. You know, it should be lit up, expecting a lot of Yankee fans to come over and be here, but also for our fans to show up as well.
Yeah, when you see Taillon, when you see Holmes, when you see Cole come in, that's kind of a reunion in itself, seeing these ex-Pirates come to town. Any thoughts to that?
You know what, I just want to say our fans here are amazing. You know, for the last 4 nights, you know, we've seen them, you know, give love to, you know, Andrew McCutchins. And I truly believe that when these guys come, you know, Cole is not pitching, but, you know, Taillon would get a really good friendly, you know, reception. And, you know, that's what it's all about. It's just fans, you know, recognizing people for what they've done and also understanding, you know, that they're cheering for the guys that are here now. So it's a really good thing. I think it'll be a really good reunion. It'll be really good baseball, and it'll be good for, you know, our city, and it'll be good for baseball to see a small team take on, you know, a big team that's rolling, and then to see us, you know, take a game or two from them, which would be really good as well.
Yeah, and then you go on that 11-game road trip, 1 game in Cincinnati, you go back to see the Brewers in Milwaukee, 4 in Miami, and then you cross it over to Colorado. Boy, that's crossing the country in more ways than one.
Yeah, it's going to be a really challenging time, you know, but our guys, you know, some of the teams we've seen, you know, we haven't seen Cincinnati in quite a while. Going over there for, you know, 2 games after a night game against the Yankees, you know, getting in, you know, maybe 2-3 o'clock in the morning, getting some rest, you know, before playing a split double hitter there, and then traveling at night to Milwaukee and going and playing them. Good things that we, you know, we just played them. It's just a different venue, you know, over there at their field. And then, you know, traveling down south to Miami for 4 days, staying in the heat. But the really good thing about this is on this trip is that we got two series in domes, which is good for us at this time of year. And, you know, stay out the heat a little bit. And then just travel out west to, you know, finish up the first half against the Rockies, a team that, you know, we're familiar with but haven't seen in a while, and expect them to be different and make some adjustments since the last time we've seen them, as well as we are as well. And we'll be a different-looking team at that part as well. So, you know, sorry about my voice. A lot of yelling yesterday and the day before,
yeah.
But I'll get it back.
No worries. And when you look at potential rookie of the years, I said it, Jack Sawinski, a couple weeks ago. You got to look at the Cruz missile there. O'Neill Cruz is another one. Boy, Pittsburgh can be like the Dodgers years ago when they had a stack of these guys coming through this farm system to win rookie of the year honors.
Yeah, it's a really, really cool time. You know, Jack has come up and has performed. You know, he's taking his licks, you know, where the league has made adjustments, and he just keeps going and going, leading all rookies, you know, in home runs. And then we got, like I said, last time, Diego Castillo, you know, who's third. And you got Cruz, who was just climbing up the ranks, man. Just missed a home run. The wind was just blowing really hard. He hit a ball that, you know, went 402, but still stayed in the yard because the wind knocked it down. Man, this guy can, you know, change the dynamic of a game with just one swing, you know, as a cannon through some balls off balance yesterday. That got over to first base easy, you know, to get speedy runners. And it's just fun to watch and fun to see, you know, our young guys just step up and play and work towards solidifying themselves.
Yeah, as we wind this thing down about 2.5 minutes, I want to talk to you about the big change last week with the Pac-12. UCLA and USC move on. I've always said in college football, I like to see a top 10 team play a top 10 schedule. If I can't have that, let's get one heck of a conference going. And boy, now when you look at this from afar now, the Big Ten with the SEC, these are going to be powerhouse conferences. USC, UCLA don't make the move to 2024. But boy, oh boy, is this going to be something. I feel bad for the Pac-12, but on two fronts, what's your thoughts on USC, UCLA going to the Big Ten, and what's going to happen with the Pac-12?
Man, I mean, just looking at it from afar, I think it's a good move. The Pac-12 really wasn't being noticed like that. You had a couple teams, and mostly it's, you know, Oregon, you know, USC. And what also happened is that they didn't get the exposure that they would like to have. So now they get to go and travel east quite a bit, you know, play, you know, Big Ten, 12 games. And I think it'll be really good for them. As far as the Pac-12, it just makes it tough. It goes down to 10. You know, Oregon will be another team, but at the same time, it'll be a little bit more. Do I expect, you know, a team to leave? I do. You know, and teams aren't worried about the travel. You know what I'm saying? So I just think it's good, and I think it's just going to be, you know, just, you know, two, maybe three big powerhouse, you know, conferences going forward. And, you know, it's a gauntlet every weekend. You know, it's just turning into a gauntlet every weekend, and the best teams will be the best teams. And you'll start to see guys, you know, commit to these schools because they know they'll be playing in hot games every weekend. And so it's a good move. And also, man, you know, the TV deal is crazy. We're talking about, you know, $1 billion, which boils up to $100 million for each school. So I think it's good. And then you got the wild card, which is Notre Dame as well. So
yeah,
it'll be really interesting to see, you know, these next couple years of how teams maneuver. And that just happened quick. I didn't hear anything about this potentially happening. But, you know, I think it's a good move. And, you know, they're always traveling east. So it'll be real interesting to just see how this plays out. The one thing that you want to focus on is the first 3 weeks of the season. See how teams do when they travel out west, and also see how USC and UCLA fare when they travel east.
Yeah, wild card would be probably Notre Dame trying to get into the Big Ten. Who knows what's going to go on with Oregon. Oregon's sitting there with a lot of money and everything. They can make a move. Utah, and then if you're going to add teams, maybe San Diego State, maybe Fresno State in the Pac-12. But, yeah, the schools are doubling their money, and, boy, this is going to get exciting when football's around the corner. And I'm sure in that locker room, some of these guys that you're seeing probably have allegiance to some NFL teams, some college teams. So it's going to get really exciting here in the next couple months, along with the Pirates making a move in the National League Central. As we wind this thing down, my friend, and we'll reconvene Friday in Milwaukee, how can people get a hold of you? And let's take care of that sore throat and get some hot tea from your wife over to you.
Yeah, on Instagram and Twitter, TARRIKSR, and on Facebook, first and last name, TARRIK. You have the coffee's on deck real quick. Got to have the morning coffee before grabbing a bite to eat, man, and going to watch fireworks, man. Just wishing everyone a happy 4th of July, man. And just looking forward to doing this again, you know, from Milwaukee. Probably do it remotely. Just get out and walk and see the town a little bit while we talk about baseball and life.
Yeah, definitely. And I got all these New York friends of mine giving me a bunch of grief and everything. And I said, I just keep reminding them about that shot Bill Mazeroski hit against them in the World Series. And I show my five World Series titles there in Pittsburgh, and we talk football. So let's get these Yankees. Let's sweep these guys. Center stage tomorrow, man. That's all I'm looking at is you guys and the Yankees for two nights in the Berg. My friend, have a blessed one. Stay safe during the 4th, and we'll talk to you Friday from Milwaukee.
All right, brother. Take care, man. Have a great day.
Yeah, definitely. That's Tarik Brock in Pittsburgh. Yours truly, Mark Mancini. Catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. He's going to get some hot tea and some rest on a nice off day and see some fireworks from the Ohio River. Till then, we'll reconvene Friday in Milwaukee at the Deer District. Have a blessed one, guys. Thanks for tuning in.